35 years after being banned in cosmetic products, the FDA has banned red dye number 3 in our food as well. The commonly used dye is present in many things we consume, including flavored milk, sports drinks, cake mix, and more, but has also been found to cause cancer in rats. And while the ban may be good news, the bad news is that it will not go into effect until 2027, meaning that for the next 2 years, this potentially cancer-causing chemical will still be in our food. So how much risk does red dye number 3 really present? Could it possibly harm you or your family within the next 2 years? I spoke with Dr. Beau Greer, nutritionist and professor at Sacred Heart University, who says that the actual risk is quite low.
No one's going to miss red dye 3 from their life, but there's a minimal concern. This is something that's been shown to influence or sort of have a mutagenic effect in petri dishes. There is a little bit of data showing that at very high levels that you and I are not going to reach, that it would influence thyroid cancer rates in rats. The mechanism by how it does that doesn't exist in humans.
But if the risk from the dye is low, then why has it already been banned in cosmetic products over 3 decades ago? According to Dr. Greer, the correlation between a topographical product and an edible product is not quite as cut and dry.
It was banned in cosmetics a long time ago. There's sometimes good reason for that. There's lots of things you could rub topically that can get into your bloodstream that simply will never get into your bloodstream as they are through the mouth. You know, insulin-needing diabetic, they don't eat their insulin, right? They inject it.
And while Dr. Greer is no fan of red dye number 3 and doesn't believe it belongs in our food, he does argue that the strongest case against it has nothing to do with cancer at all.
There is evidence that artificial food dyes can influence activity or sort of hyperactivity symptomology in children. The amount of children it affects is pretty clearly very low, but suffice to say, that's really where the better evidence is.
So while it may be several years before red dye number 3 is no longer in our food, it appears that the risk to you and your loved ones may not be quite as bad as you thought. For the Voice of Connecticut, WICC, I'm John Kamal.